I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Thank you for being here. It is wacky out there, a line you could apply to a lot of things lately, on any given day. Today, though, we are referring to a very specific sense of wackiness. I'm thinking of climate scientists and their use of WACC, W-A-C-C, Warm Arctic Cold Continent. They would say this is a wacky time because this should be when Europe's winter is finally drawing to a close. But instead, we're seeing snowfall, some of it heavy, from Ireland to Italy. This cold air that's been displaced from Russia and Eastern Europe already has a media-friendly name, the Beast from the East. My BBC partner, Leo Hornack, helps me kick things off today from London. Leo, what is the Beast from the East like there in the British capital?
I mean, it's a great name, isn't it, Marco? I mean, I was standing on the street corner just about an hour ago, just outside the BBC offices, and I looked up and I could see BBC producers having a snowball fight on the roof.
Wow.
And it's weird. It makes you feel like you've gone in a strange kind of time loop. It feels like it's about to be Christmas all over again, except there's no like Santa tat in all the windows. There's kind of daffodils in the park, but they're covered in snow. And on a quite sort of deep level, it makes you feel like your body clock's gone wrong. Your kind of seasonal clock's gone wrong. Because it feels like, we did this. We did this 3 months ago. We're supposed to be getting warm now.
Safe to say you've never seen a snowball fight at the BBC at the end of February.
Exactly.
For you personally, is it a jolt weather-wise? Did it catch you off guard?
Yeah, I mean, I think it did the whole continent, really. I was about to say the whole nation, but as you say, this is Ireland to Italy. When you look on British social media, my Facebook feed, everything is about the weather right now. I had a chat with some people in the centre of London just today, just asking ordinary Londoners how they're coping, really, with this strange, strange climate.
It's very cold. Yeah, it's the wind what gets you. That's the killer.
Some people are saying this is to do with climate change.
It seems too convenient not to be meshed together in some fashion.
It's freezing.
Have you enjoyed it?
No.
It's been very enjoyable. Yeah. Well, no, it's like Armageddon. It's interesting. Who knows what will happen?
Some people say it's connected with climate change. What do you make of that?
I don't agree with that, sorry. I think it's wintertime and it's cold, so...
I'm from Boston in the northeast in the US, so this is... It's not bad at all.
All right, Leo, we'll hear about the climate change connection in a moment.
Always have to have a northeast American there just putting us in our place. Oh, I've seen this all before.
You'll be taking on the cold head on tomorrow, just like a good old North American, won't you?
I'm already beginning to regret this. Yeah, but my plan tomorrow is to go and have an open air swim. There's a beautiful open-air swimming pool near where I live. It's heated, kind
yes.
of, minimally. And I've done it once before. It's a cold but amazing experience to be taking a swim, watching snowflakes come down around you.
So, Leo, what is the forecast? Is this cold going to continue?
According to meteorologists, yes. And this isn't the end at all. After the Beast from the East, we've got Storm Emma on its way. Slightly less intimidating name, to be honest. I think they could have done a bit better on that. But I must just tell you, Marco, that I think although Beast from the East is good, I think the Dutch name for this weather condition is even better.
What's theirs?
It's called the Siberian Bear, which is it's just so much cooler.
We'll leave it there, Leo. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Marco.
That's the world's Leo Hornack there in London. So here's the thing. All that cold air in Europe has to come from somewhere, and where it's coming from is the Arctic. And on the other end of that flow, it's been freakishly warm. It's been the warmest February on record in the Arctic, in fact, including at least one day this week when it was warmer at the North Pole than it was in Paris. Yeah, really. To try to make sense of all this, we're calling up Copenhagen to speak with Ruth Mottram. She's a climate scientist at the Danish Meteorological Institute. Dr. Mottram, how's the weather today in Copenhagen?
It's not too bad right now. It's about -5 now. It was about -10 when I got on my bike to ride to work this morning. So
that's Celsius, isn't it?
Yes, Celsius, sorry. Yes, and it's been quite windy too.
Can you tell us, as briefly as you can, what is going on in general with the weather there in Europe? Why are you getting all this cold and snow?
Yeah, I think I should say that to an extent, the cold is not that unusual. If you look on a long term, it's just the last few years we've had quite some mild winters and we've sort of forgotten a bit how cold winter can get. So what we are actually seeing is the effect of the polar vortex, which has become quite well known in recent years. And so this is cold air that sort of swirls around in the Arctic. And this has weakened and it's sort of split in two. And so we have one bit that's centered over Baffin Bay, south of Greenland right now, and another part of that is currently fixed over Scandinavia and Eurasia, and that's allowed a lot of the cold air that's in Russia to come over Northern Europe and to bring us all this cold and snow.
And I know your work generally focuses on the Arctic and what's been going on there over the last few weeks.
Yeah, so the Arctic has been really very unusually warm, and especially Northern Greenland. And this is because as the polar vortex is split in two, it's allowed lots of warm air to move up from the Atlantic. And so it's been nearly 10 days where we've had temperatures above 0 degrees Celsius. And that means that we've actually got open water at the top of Greenland right now, which is incredibly unusual. This is a very, very surprising thing to see.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. What would you say is the relationship between these two trends, unusually cold in Europe and really unusual warm weather in the Arctic?
But they're definitely two sides of the same coin. Because the polar vortex is weaker, it's split in two. It's channeled these storms up the east coast of Greenland. There's also at the same time been warm air coming through the Bering Strait. So the Arctic has really been kind of attacked on both sides. And then having this change in the circulation pattern has allowed cold air to come over Europe. I should say that this actually happens reasonably frequently. It's not an uncommon weather pattern. But this has been unusual because it's been much warmer than anything we've ever seen in this record. And it's also been very persistent, as I said.
Yeah. Are you personally alarmed by these two trends happening simultaneously and to such extremes?
Well, it's certainly been a bit surprising. I mean, the last 5 years, 5 or 6 years, we've really seen quite warm winters in the Arctic. So the baseline itself has lifted. But still, when you see it on the graph in front of you, it's really quite a shock.
We've been speaking with scientists for a few years now about the possibility that the warming Arctic is disrupting our weather further south. One or two events, I guess you can't really draw any conclusions, but events like this, as you say, are piling up. Do we have enough data yet to draw bigger conclusions?
It's fair to say that there's a lot of variability in the Arctic. So in that sense, it's very hard to draw conclusions. And this is really still an area of research that's very active at the moment, looking at what is the connection between what's happening in the Arctic and what's happening at the mid-latitudes.
We also know that disappearing sea ice in the Arctic is part of what's contributing to warmer temperatures there as the dark ocean soaks up more heat from the sun. But warming temperatures then led to still less ice. Do you think we're getting locked into this vicious cycle where warming just leads to more warming and our weather gets even more out of whack?
Well, that's certainly an important sort of feedback process in the summertime. Right now, the Arctic is, of course, in complete darkness, so that's not really in play at this point. But there is some research that suggests that because the sea ice is actually at record lows right now, this allows the warm air to get deeper into the Arctic and kind of gives it a boost. But it is really an area of research.
Ruth Bottrum at the Danish Meteorological Institute, thanks very much for explaining this.
You're welcome.